from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network. Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This is Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? Also brought to you in part by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics. Lewis Bakeries, bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads. Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. And by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. This is Kermit Davis Live. Fans can tweet, hashtag AskKermit, or email questions to radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome back into Sam's Sports Grill tonight and Kermit Davis Live as we talk Blue Raider basketball for the next hour with the head coach, Chip Walters here. Glad to have you with us. Want to remind you right off the bat, we have question cards out in the audience. If you need a question card, raise your hand. We'll get one delivered. And we do have a really nice prize to give away tonight. Compliments of Ajax Turner, our local Budweiser distributor. We've got a nice prize, a big outdoor Bluetooth speaker we're going to give away to somebody tonight with the best question. Coach, good week.
It was a good week. It was a good week. You know, we came back home, and I thought that probably played two teams that we should have won, and I thought that we played well against them. We watched both tapes, and, you know, obviously our team can play better, but you know, you got a whole serve at home, and I thought we defended and rebounded, and it was good to see us. Especially in the second half against UTEP, Chip, to start spreading the ball better and get 81. And really with kind of, you know, Giddy getting in foul trouble, not playing much, and Nick really not playing very much in the second half.
Yeah, as we get our show started tonight, our opening segment brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town every Monday or log on to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. And, Coach, I'll start with some numbers. The first four home games in conference play, you've out-rebounded your opponent by 77. You have held those four opponents to 35.2% shooting from the field. You have averaged 74.3 points per game, given up 51.8.
I mean, that's really good defensive numbers. It really is. And I really think our team is starting to mature a little bit better. We're not where we need to be yet, but the seriousness of scouting, understanding, you know, about trusting your teammates behind you, the communication part, I think is the hardest part with the young players today, because I think with all the electronics and social media, the communication is not what it used to be. So when we keep defensive breakdowns, the communication breakdown is the number one every time we play. But that's getting a little bit better. And then I think game day practices is getting better. That as a group, we've had four or five returning guys that was always good. But I think as a group, they're just starting to buy in and understand about scouting. The benches understand about scouting. And when you do that, your team cannot play perfect offensively and still win.
Yep, and that's kind of leads right into what I wanted to kind of talk here early on is about the defensive effort. And we've seen it develop since coming back from Hawaii. And what has been the key to that from a coaching perspective and also from the players as far as drinking it in and then executing it?
Well, I just think that, I mean, obviously it's been an emphasis since June, but probably I made it more of an emphasis because I saw the deficiencies that we were going through a little bit. I mean, just that we could have won two games in Hawaii. We really could have. We were good enough offensively. Now we played two talented teams. I mean, Miami and USC is as talented offensive teams almost in college basketball. But we couldn't stop them when we had to stop them, and we were good enough offensively. So we just came back, and I just think every day we do parts of defense, and I think that just the maturity of our team. I mean, you think about it. I mean, you lose Reggie and Ja'Cory, not only two really, really talented guys, but two really smart guys. Mm-hmm. And they put scouts in like that, and then you could talk to them about it one time, and those guys both got it. And even Xavier, a third-year guy, very smart as far as defensively and offense. Even Adonis Foote, sometimes Adonis didn't give us the effort we all thought he could. But I tell you one thing, when he was zeroed in, he was really good. So we lost four really good guys that were really zoned in on scouting. And I just think that our team grew up a little bit and we understood it. And I think what happened, we lost two games and we gave up 80 points in both games. And so good teams and guys on your team that understand about winning, they said we got to make a more committed effort. And we did. And because of that, we're 8-1 in the league.
Yep. And you came right back. And immediately the first stop on that was going to Birmingham. And that, you know, a lot of times you come off a trip like that and sometimes show some, I don't know, fatigue or whatever from a long trip like you've been. But maybe it was good that you played somebody that your guys were completely zoned in on for that first conference game. And like you said, here we are.
You know, UAB was really ready to play us. They played very well that day. And, you know, they went on the same trip we did. They had a chance to beat Western, had a chance to beat Marshall. You know, they beat UTEP, and then UTSA just popped them, had them like 18 with about four to go. So your team just has to have a resiliency. The staff has to do their part. Because young people, when I was 19 or 20 years old, I didn't really understand until the coach totally held me accountable for exactly what we were supposed to do every day. Those guys can't do it. It's not their fault. They can't do it on their own. So as a staff, we have to be there every single day, and we have to understand. We have to go back through the process and every single practice.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, those numbers that I just gave. I mean, people are patting your guys on the back, you know, after the game on Saturday. You win by 31 points, all of that. But you've said it in a couple of other interviews and articles that when Monday comes around, enjoy it on Sunday. But when Monday comes around, it's right back at it.
Yeah, and you just want to have a mature team that can do it. Today we were good. We weren't great. And, you know, tomorrow it'll be a little more physical practice. And we go Wednesday morning before we head to Norfolk. So I just think that the more mature your team gets, last year our team got very mature, Chip. I mean, there was things like on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday that we didn't have to do too much because we understood exactly where we're at. This team is not to that point yet.
And it seems, again, for me from the sidelines, where I see it is that when Brandon Walters gets locked in, he makes this a different team.
Yeah, he does. You know, his maturity level has changed. We hope it'll continue for, you know, the next 3 or 4 weeks. His talent level is fine. He's got, you know, he's physical. He's got great hands. When he rebounds the ball, we really challenged him last week to get double-figure rebounds, and he got back-to-back. And he should average 11 or 12 rebounds for the rest of the season if he's really right in the middle of it. He played better without fouling. He scored balls. He was a huge factor in both games. And so Brandon is, you know, as a fifth-year senior, he needs to be that, and that's what's expected of him.
Absolutely. Tonight we are at Sam's Sports Grill, and it is Kermit Davis Live with the head coach of the Blue Raiders. Our show is presented by Russell Barnett Kia, and as we mentioned, our weekly headlines and our weekly opening segment brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. We'll take a timeout. Back to Sam's Sports Grill after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers? Running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
I'm just so darn agreeable.
Of course you're agreeable. You're a Roscoe Brown Heating and Air Maintenance Agreement.
Yes, and thus I save homeowners tons of money.
Kind of like your doctor giving you a physical checkup twice a year.
But without the two-hour wait.
Call Roscoe Brown Heating and Air to get a valuable maintenance agreement.
Yes, I agree. See how agreeable I am?
Go to RoscoeBrown.com and give us a call.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com. Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. The Russell Barnett Automotive family has been a supporter of Blue Raider athletics for over 35 years. Come see the Russell Barnett Advantage with 5 locations in Tullahoma and Winchester, over 1,000 new and used vehicles, a first-class certified collision center, a full rental fleet. They have you covered. Check them out online at RussellBarnett.com. Why buy anywhere else? The Russell Barnett Automotive family is a name you have trusted over 35 years. Russell Barnett Automotive, proud to be true blue.
So you'll never guess who we saw running in the park yesterday.
Who?
Marcus Mariota.
The quarterback?
Kevin asked if Marcus could train him.
Are you serious?
Yep, and after doing like 3 push-ups and some sprints, Kevin overdid it and ended up hurting himself.
No surprise there.
No.
At care.sthealth.com, you can schedule an appointment online, video chat with a medical professional, or find a walk-in care center near you. St. Thomas Health, part of Ascension.
Are you or a loved one thinking about downsizing but don't know where to go? Look no further than the Villages of Murfreesboro. Located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail near the Avenue and St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, the Villages offers independent living and memory care in a setting where love is a verb. Call 848-3030. Visit us online at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or stop by today and learn about the possibilities of making this home for you or a loved one.
It's MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Sam Sports Grill and into Kermit Davis Live, our show brought to you by the Tennessee Education Lottery. Proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. And, Coach, we love to cheer and enjoy all the games and stuff, but Our lives are filled with friends and sometimes some tough things that we have to handle.
Yeah, you know, tonight there's a lot of people in Murfreesboro has a heavy heart, and Bob Lamb, who's great friends of a lot of people here and all across Murfreesboro with Exit Realty, and there's no better MTSU guy. He had an unbelievable wife, Jerry Lamb, that died tragically on Center Hill Lake on Saturday night in an unbelievable, unfortunate accident. And so, you know, our hearts and prayers are with Bob and his children and Jerry's children and their families and all the Blue Raider faithful and the Exit Realty family, because Bob and Jerry touched a lot of people. I don't know that they were so close. They love doing things together. And so with heavy hearts tonight, we do our show, but just want to know that our thoughts and prayers with Bob and the whole entire family for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was one other longtime Blue Raider fan I wanted to make mention of tonight. Earl Roberts passed away, I think, since our last show. And Earl was, from what folks told me, Mr. Ray Duffy, who was the first voice of the Blue Raiders, loved Earl Roberts, thought Earl was one of the best players he'd ever seen at Central High School. And also, Earl played college ball, played a year at Middle, if I understand this right, and I know Linda or Melinda or one of them would correct me, but I think he played a year at Middle, a year at Swanee, and a year at Vanderbilt. Is that correct? T-Bone says that's correct. And very good football player and a terrific basketball player.
He was an unbelievable man, Chip, and I found out about Earl's passing later than I should have, and I didn't know it. But he is. He's another guy that was so well thought of in our community, and he has great ties to Middle Tennessee and unbelievable friends around here. So, again, our thoughts and prayers and all the Blue Raiders are sure thinking about both families.
Yeah, certainly do appreciate it. Big weekend coming up, and Sam Sports Grill is the best place to watch Super Bowl 52 as the Eagles take on the Patriots. And if you have to watch from home, it's the best option for ordering wings for the Super Bowl party. With discounts for to-go orders on 50 or 100 wings, Sam Sports Grill has the best wings in Murfreesboro at the best price. Matter of fact, you can get your order in while you're here tonight and pick them up on Sunday for the big game. As we look back on the weekend and see where things are in the conference, just kind of want to go through where things are at this point. And we have Middle at 8-1, Old Dominion 7-1, Western 7-1, Marshall 5-3, 2 games back. UAB, North Texas, they're another game back at 5-4. Then you have Louisiana Tech, UTSA, Southern Miss, and Florida Atlantic, all at 4-5. FIU 3-6, UTEP 2-7, Rice 2-7, Charlotte 1-7. And right now, as far as away games, where you're at right now, you're plus three now.
Plus four.
That's right. And because you've not lost a home game, and you've won four of the five road games you played, and so that's where you are. You're a half game in the real standings, and you're up, of course, in the plus minus.
Well, we are, because we have four road wins. The lone road loss was at Marshall. We're undefeated at home. Old Dominion has gotten beat at home by Western Kentucky, but is undefeated on the road. And so you never know with the unbalanced schedule, Old Dominion, which many years we hadn't had to go into Old Dominion and Charlotte, they don't go to our place and UAB, but they will go to Western Kentucky and Marshall. But that's the only way you can kind of keep some sense of what's going on, by keeping the plus in mind. So right now we're plus four with some two great opportunities this weekend.
Yep, looking at that top part of the schedule, UAB put themselves in peril on Saturday when they lost at home to UTSA. And when you look at UAB and North Texas, right now they're in peril with another loss of getting back in that big group of about what is right now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams. That could end up being 6 or 7 teams right there, and really a mess when it comes to seeding, how it all plays out.
There's different, obviously there's like three different races. There's a race to win the regular season championship. Then there's a race to get the four bids in the tournament to get the bye. And then there's a race for the 12 bids
to get into the tournament.
So there's really three different races that go along, and it kind of creates an interest throughout the year. And so right now we're trying like heck to win the conference championship, and the four bids are going to be right up in the air. But like I said, North Texas got a last-second win. They hit a last-second shot against a much-improved FIU team. FAU is getting better. Right now Charlotte is 1-7. I watched their team today. I think they got good players, So there's a lot of different things that are going to happen. Obviously, Middle Tennessee, Old Dominion, and Western, and I think Marshall's going to be right in the middle of it.
Yep, and one thing that's very easy to see right now as we are at the halfway mark for us is that the top half, the entire league is much better. And the top half in particular is extremely competitive in the top at least 3 to 5 spots.
It is. Old Dominion is the top 100 RPI, 16-4. They've got the best overall record in the league. Western Kentucky held tight at about 40. I think our RPI today was 27. Our non-conference strength of schedule was the fourth best in college basketball. So, we've done our part. Marshall is right outside the top 100, right there, pretty close. And so I think Louisiana Tech. So there's a lot of really good teams in our league. We're not where we need to be at a league, but there's no doubt it's a definite improvement from last year.
And I apologize, I didn't check the team, the league numbers this year, but this time a year ago, Conference USA was about 22, 23, yeah. And right now, what?
We're between 13 and 15.
Yeah.
So our league is getting better. We still got to get the bottom half up, and so we've still got teams in the 300 and the 290s. And sometimes it's because of the schedule that they play, but those are things that we all got to do. I say it every time I'm on the air. Everybody in Conference USA has got to has got to spend more money in basketball. Got to, because basketball is a great way for Conference USA nationally, not only to get more teams into the NCAA tournament, to get more wins in the tournament, which is more revenue for everybody. Hopefully that increases TV exposure, which we're all desperately trying to get. And so there's a lot of different things that hinge on it. But the teams that have been kind of at the top, we're included in that. We've got to have staying power. And the bottom teams, we've got to spend more money and recruit better and just keep getting better to make our league better.
Yep, and when you look back at what Conference USA started with, it was with great basketball programs.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was one of the top 5 or 6 leagues in college basketball. And you start talking about when it was
– when you look back to the 80s, you think, who were the two best upstart leagues then, Conference USA and the Big East?
I mean, Cincinnati and Louisville and Memphis and Charlotte, and it was just – it was on and on and on. There was great basketball teams, and so that's all what we're striving to do. And I know one thing, Chip, we are making progress toward that.
Yep, certainly are. There's no doubt about that. Again, a reminder, if you have not gotten your question cards in, somebody's going to win a great prize tonight, an outdoor Bluetooth speaker from our folks at Bud Light. And tonight's show brought to you by the Lee Company. Get ahead of the game with the best home improvement services in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company, the team to call, 615-867-1000 or leecompany.com. More with Coach Kermit Davis from Sam Sports Grill on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Seniors, looking for a new lease on life? The Crossings at Victory Station is the area's newest premier senior living community, opening in early 2018. Conveniently located on the west side of Murfreesboro, our community combines maintenance-free living with the modern conveniences that seniors want when looking for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call 615-624-4035 to get your new lease on life or visit our website, thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high-quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Do you frequently find yourself stopping at Thornton's while you're on the go? Then start earning free rewards with Thornton's new Frequency Program. When you mix and match 9 of your favorite items, the 10th is free. Choose from over 700 items, including any size coffee or fizz freeze. Mix and match 9 items using your refreshing rewards card and get the 10th free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Not a refreshing rewards member? Visit a store and sign up today. Thornton's is a proud partner of MT Athletics.
Once you try Green, everything you need is at your fingertips. On TryGreenEquipment.com, you can do most anything right from your smartphone. Shop John Deere equipment, get product details, schedule service, view parts specials, and best of all, you can request a quote quickly and easily. Plus, be sure to check out our surprisingly low monthly payments on John Deere compact and utility tractors going on right now. You'll save time, money, and more. And how smart is that? Visit TryGreenEquipment.com today.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
Every week, our Blue Raiders go the extra mile to make sure they're at their very peak. At Sunbelt Bakery, they do the same thing to make sure their granola bars are at their peak. Every week, Sunbelt Bakery brings new batches of granola bars from their bakery to your neighborhood. That's why Sunbelt Bakery's granola bars taste like they just baked them. Because they did. Try a Sunbelt Bakery granola bar today and taste the difference. Sunbelt Bakery. Bakery fresh taste. No preservatives.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Stones River Mall and Sam Sports Grill. Kermit Davis live, our show tonight. Glad to have you along with us, whether you're on our network of stations across the mid-state, on the TuneIn app, or on Facebook tonight. And we are at Stones River Mall with more than 60 stores and restaurants. Stones River Mall is Murfreesboro's shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal right here at Sam's. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. And, Coach, there was a play that has gotten a lot of attention nationally out of the game on Saturday at the UTEP game, and that was the crossover by Tyreek Dixon that broke some ankles. As of right now, 50,000 likes on the SportsCenter Twitter page and 21,500 retweets. Amazing.
It's amazing what attracts the attention of young people today, you know, but it really is. You know, I'm all for – we got one question right here. It says, Coach Kermit, he said, statement, great job coaching up the Blue. Thank you. Tyreek Dixon made an impressive crossover dribble midway through the second half and unfortunately got called for the worst charging call in NCAA history. Your thoughts? Well, when he pointed at the guy, I knew they were going to call a foul on him.
Yeah.
Because that's taunting, and really they could have called a technical foul.
They could have popped him right there.
I have no – and it was kind of a – it's a little different situation because Tyreek was trying to hold the ball. We're trying to run a clock. So usually when a guy falls down, you try to go right at him. But it really wasn't because we're trying to hold. You know, so it was kind of a different situation. And so the kid fails. And Tyreek didn't do it really bad, but he kind of pointed at the guy. And when he took off, I knew what the officials were going to do. Those guys are really good officials. And so I told Tyreek when I took him out of the game, I said, and both officials right there, I said, you understand why they call that foul on me? I said, and they both, I said, because of what you did to that guy. It's not about because he fell down. It's because you pointed at him. And no matter what they call, the official is going to call a foul on Tyreek. So it was just, it was a learning experience. But it is amazing from just ESPN, the Sports Center, when a guy falls on a crossover dribble, just the attention that it has.
Boy, and he, it looked like he had springs in his legs, too, when he shot out from in there.
He did.
But, I mean, and the thing is, Tyreek has – he has that kind of skill to be able to really shake a guy when he needs to. But you want him to continue to develop some other things, too, and get those shots falling.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tyreek's a good player. And yeah. So I have no problem with what happened. But it's just that, you know, he did point at the guy. And so it's one of those things that the officials didn't take a great liking to.
Yeah, understand that. Do want to remind you that our show tonight is brought to you by the good folks down in Tullahoma, Russell Barnett, Kia, and Keith Barnett joins us as always. And Keith, we have not talked about puppies. We haven't talked about other things to draw tears tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about cars. And it's my understanding that we were talking about Tyreek and his crossover dribble, that you were the crossover king of Tullahoma. Is that right?
I guess so. I think Russell's boy, Adam, was the crossover king at Tullahoma High School. I'll tell you that much. But, yeah, I don't think I was the basketball guy. I'm the cheerleader. But
There you go. Well, tell us what's going on at Russell Barnett Kia.
Well, you know, guys, we still have we're still promoting the $15,000 cars. All I have over 100 of those in stock. Also, Russell has just pulled out of his hat that all new Kias are going to carry a lifetime powertrain warranty on those. That's all new Kias. He's just pulled that out. So not only do we have 100 cars that are $15,000 or less, we now have on all of your new Kias a lifetime powertrain warranty. So check us out on the web at rbkia.com, and remember, why buy anywhere else?
That's right.
Thank you, Keith. I tell you what.
Thanks, guys.
As we say it every week, you cannot go wrong. It's as good a deal as the greatest cars. I am a buyer of Russell Barnett automobiles. Betty's been in one for a long time, so they are unbelievable and proven commodities.
All right. Appreciate it, Keith. Thanks for
the
time.
Appreciate it, guys.
Goodbye. All right. Keith Barnett joining us. And that new Kia sports car might look good wrapped around Allie.
Yeah, Allie would. I tell you what, we would have to close the roads and close everything down for about a month if she got her license. She keeps telling me she's going to get them, but I think this little red thing she calls Betsy is about all she needs to drive.
Well, I'll tell you, she does a good job with that for sure. We'll take a timeout. Coach has a special guest as you listen to Kermit Davis Live from Sam Sports Grill here on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Where I come from, serving others just comes naturally.
Where I come from, your wealth has nothing to do with your bank account.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com. The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When you play the new Multiplier Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery, there's a chance you could win more cash than you expected. In fact, with Multiplier Games, you could turn $1,000 into $10,000, $5,000 into $250,000, or you could even turn $10,000 into a whopping $2 million. So pick up a Multiplier Instant Game today, and you could just watch the cash fall into place. Multiplier Games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back to Sam's Sports Grill on a Monday night. Kermit Davis live. Got a great crowd, unbelievable food, great drinks here. It's been a, you know, we've had our show at different places around Murfreesboro in my 16 years. And I tell you one thing, this place right here is a great spot with unbelievable food. And if you want to come watch a sporting event, bring your party right here, it's a great place to be. Special guest tonight, Donovan Sims, local product from Blackman High School. Welcome to the show, Donovan.
Thank you for having me.
Well, good to. What'd you order tonight?
Cheeseburger and some fries.
Well, you need to eat two cheeseburgers. He's one of the guys. I wish we all could. Everybody in this room would like to be like Donovan, where the coach says, Donovan, you need to gain 20 pounds. How many people in this place would say, I'd love, your wife would say, Kermit, I'd love for you to gain 20 pounds. Or your husband would say, you really need to gain 20 pounds, lovely. So, trust me, there's going to be one day in your life, and I hope I'm still living, that you're going to be on a diet. I promise you. It's going to happen to you. You don't think so now. You're going to be one of these guys coming back, one of these old times, these big old guts right there. And we say, Donovan, you lose about 15 pounds.
Hope not.
All right. You graduated about 145 pounds. What's the highest you've been? You've lost a little. What's the highest?
166.
What do you weigh now?
158.
He won 58, so he's lost 8 pounds.
This practice has got to me.
No, it hadn't. He's not eating enough, so he's not lifting and eating enough. So 166. I think Donovan probably needs to weigh about 175, 177, you know, to be able to play at the level that we think that you can play. What's been the biggest adjustment? You played for an unbelievable high school coach and a great program at Blackman. The biggest adjustment to Division I basketball?
The biggest adjustment has been the grind every single day. Well, really, we grinded every day in high school, but it was just smaller bodies, stuff like that.
So. Competition's different, right?
Yes, sir.
The college game compared to the high school game, biggest difference?
It's a lot faster. It's a lot faster. So transitioning to that was harder at first, but it's getting easier now.
Well, you know, Donovan, every time we put you in the game, you've played well. I mean, we had some injuries at Vanderbilt. You played a key role in us beating Vandy at Vandy. You at UAB, you played great minutes. I thought you had a really good weekend. I think the ball flows out of your hands. When I first watched you play, I just thought the ball got out of your hands. And the floor spread when you started playing, because I think you see the floor and kind of innately, you know, you start watching guys. When, as you're playing a point guard, what are some of the things that you see when you're coming down the court?
I look for my teammates that run their lanes. It makes it better for me when they're running their lanes correctly. And when I see their man's not looking and they're looking at me, then I kind of pass it right when I see them looking at me, so that makes it easier.
You made a nice pitch ahead the other night. You made a three. You had a good finish at the goal. I think some people probably at Middle Tennessee hadn't seen. I've seen you do it in high school. I think they'll see you do more of it, you know. Day-to-day, academically, what's your major?
Leisure Sport and Tourism Studies. I got it from my sister and Octavius. They told me it'd be a good thing for me to get into.
Now, your mom and dad, great people. Tell the people what they do here in town.
My mom and dad. My dad works. He coaches tennis, coaches basketball, baseball. He coaches everything, basically, gymnastics. My mom, she works with an insurance company in Brentwood. She's done a lot of different things. She worked at a couple Publixes here. Was high in management, and she just loves it. She plays with the dogs a lot, stays at home, comes to the game. She loves it.
Now, tell us about your two sisters who all have great MT ties.
My two sisters, they were cheerleaders here. One of them was 3 years, and one of them was 4 years. So I used to come to the games with them all the time, watch you coach.
And you still came. That's a shock, now, I'm telling you. But I tell you what, Donald, you've made a great transition here. Now, tell me about your high school coach and what he meant and that program meant to your development.
Coach Woodman was amazing. My freshman year, I was about 5'2", not even 100 pounds. He coached me every single day like I was on varsity already. He really developed me every single year, every single practice. He knew what I was going to be one day, so he always believed in me. And that program was amazing.
You know, when I tell you one thing, it's just like this year, they lose a really good player like you, other good players, and they've got great culture. Now they're 20-0. You know, they just keep winning and keep winning. And if you ever want to go watch people that are in town, go watch a really good – and there's a lot of really good high school coaches in our town. But if you want to watch a team that really plays together, go to Blackman High School. Yeah. I mean, that team is – I don't know if they can beat East High School because that's you know, that's pretty hard. They've got maybe, I mean, four, five, six high majors. But yeah. I tell you, you never know. But I just think that – I think that hopefully there'll be a couple teams from our district and our region – to get to the state tournament in Murfreesboro.
I hope so. It's really good for Rutherford County.
Yeah.
When we see multiple teams trying to get to state or playing each other to get into state, beat a Memphis school one of these years. So,
y'all got beat by East, right?
Yes, sir. We got East, beat by East my junior year and then Hamilton my sophomore year.
Your sophomore year. All right. We're going on a road trip, Old Dominion. You've never been there. It's an unbelievable venue. Maybe the best venue in our league as far as their fans love basketball. I think it'll be a sold-out arena, 8 o'clock game on Thursday night, 16-5. What are the things that you see about our team that we can kind of keep improving on?
The things that I see, our focus has gotten a lot more better after the Marshall game. Then we went to WKU. That was a really good win for us. Game day practices have been really good. Practice leading up to has been really good. So you just got to keep grinding every single day.
Right. So tell me who your roommates are.
My roommates, Theron, Sheldon Smith, and T.J. Massenberg.
How they doing?
They're doing real good. It's a really quiet house. They don't,
oh,
they
really?
Don't talk that much. Yeah.
Gosh almighty, y'all the three quietest guys I've ever coached in my life. I can't imagine. Do y'all just play the music all the time?
Yeah.
T.J.'s got to be the quietest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, T.J. stays in the room playing video games all day.
Yeah, well, he needs to think about basketball. What about Theron? Theron all right?
Theron, yeah, he comes out the room sometimes. Me, I go to my parents' house still a lot. They care for me a lot still. So,
well, do you take them over there and get a home?
Yeah, I take them over there sometimes. My parents will take us out to eat. Me, Giddy always tries to come along. Nick comes along.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Giddy's gained 4 pounds. He's 219 today. So you tell your mom and dad not to feed him anymore. I told him he's got to get back to 215 before he goes on the trip on Wednesday. Okay. So we got to get Giddy back on his diet. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Donovan, you really have. You know, there's some talk, and really did. We were thinking about redshirting you going into this year. You know, and. And that was kind of the plan, really, the whole time, is to redshirt you. And you came to me before the season, after the two exhibition games. What was the deciding factor? We kind of left it up to you and your parents that you really, really wanted to play.
Yes, sir. I just felt like I wanted to help my teammates out this year. I feel like I could do it this year. So I was just like, I said to myself, if I feel like I can do it, then I know that I can do it. I can just go out there and prove to everybody that I can play on this level and help my teammates out a lot.
Well, I never had any doubt that you were going to play on this level. I knew you were going to be a really good player. You know, and it was kind of, and I thought, for you to redshirt, you know. But, I mean, you really did. You kind of stood your ground, always let the kid and the player and the parents make the decision, and you made a decision. I'm sure glad you made that one because you're really going to help us down the stretch. I think that you're your ball skills. I think your defending is getting better. I know you're a really good shooter. And I really think this, Donovan, not only this year, but you're going to have a great career because of the type of person that you are. So, but ladies and gentlemen, we'll look a lot more to see Donovan Sims out on the floor down the stretch. Thanks a lot, Donovan. Play well this weekend, all right, my man? We'll be right back to Kermit Davis Live at Sam Sports Grill.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student-athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Whatever you need in electronics and appliances, Electronic Express can make it happen. Electronics, computers, home or car audio, appliances, and mattresses. Choose from the best brands like Sony, Samsung, LG, Bose, Apple, JBL, Fitbit, and so much more. Electronic Express is Tennessee family owned and operated since 1983. Shop online and use coupon code Blue Raiders to receive a discount off your first purchase. Electronic Express is proud to partner with MTSU Blue Raider Basketball. Shop at electronicexpress.com or one of our convenience stores. Electronic Express, we make it happen.
State Farm agents get what's important to you, even after an insane buzzer beater.
Hang on. Calling a buddy. He's my State Farm agent. He'll take care of it.
Hi, you've reached Cole Perez's cell. Please leave a message.
Cole, it's Clyde.
Hey, man. This is Clyde the Glide, and you accidentally brought down the house celebrating that buzzer beater. I'm already on it. And I can help with that, too.
Get an agent that gets you. State Farm. Here to help life go right.
News Radio WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back to Kermit Davis Live. We're at Sam Sports Grill tonight, and Coach saw Donovan Sims up here and saw his haircut. It made me remind you that Sport Clips is one of our sponsors, and they are. You can enter to win an MVP experience from Sport Clips for the March 1st game against Western Kentucky. That includes four tickets, sideline passes, and more. For more information and to enter, visit sportclips.com/MTSU. Coach, one of the things we like to do on this show is talk about things that are going on in the country, whether it's college basketball, college athletics. The situation that has been unfolding and continues to unfold at Michigan State, it's kind of a lesson in part of it is how to do things, and part of it is a lesson how not to do things. But it's tough to watch what's happening there. But it's what's been your take on what you've seen?
Well, you're just heartbroken for the young ladies that are involved, and I guess that Betty and I've watched it a bunch, and because you have two daughters, and you just say, well, what would you have done with the Olympic dreams and aspirations on the line, and everything was there, and maybe the girls were uncomfortable, and maybe the parents, sometimes maybe should have step forward? I don't know. I mean, you just – the biggest thing is you just – you know, we understand about the protocol, you know, especially at a public university, and because we are drilled on it so well in Middle Tennessee, Chip, and I have my entire career here, I mean, we understand exactly the process that if anything comes to you and exactly who report the issues to, the assistant coaches do, the players do. So there's a protocol. And I feel for Tom Izzo, because I know what kind of man he is, and I know what kind of father he is, and I know how much he loves Michigan State. And but you can, you know, there's just different things that used to, back years ago, Chip, you would let the process play out in the court system. And you would say, well, that maybe that, you know, if this happened, let's see exactly, let everybody have due process. Now, when anything is reported to you, it's not just obviously what's going on at the police department. It is on your campus and exactly who you have to report to and all the regulations. So we're all real well-versed at Middle Tennessee. We know exactly the protocol that we're going to have if anything ever comes across our desk.
Gotcha. And it is tough to watch, and you certainly do feel for the victims in this case, for sure.
Well, you
do.
That's
where it all starts.
It does, in the families, and then you feel bad for the players at Michigan State who had nothing to do with it, but, you know, is going to be asked these continuing questions all throughout the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks.
We have some questions from our audience and also online tonight at the Mr. B's 3-Minute Express Car Wash inbox. Chris Gross wants to know, what's your favorite memory as a player other than playing for your dad?
Well, you know, in college, as Betty can tell you, I didn't have a lot of great memories, all right? But I do remember
one
time.
Who had the softest chairs?
I did. That's pretty good, Chip. You know, I think this. One time I was in, we were playing Kentucky at Kentucky, and we were down one, and I hadn't played in the game, and a guy got hurt on a free throw attempt. And so Coach Hatfield put me in to, you know, at Rupp Arena, and I made 2 free throws. He let me play about 2 more minutes, and that was about the stellar career in Mississippi State. So there wasn't a lot of fond scoring memories. Like I always say, you know, my senior plaque, it didn't say how many points I got. It said Kermit Davis, one of the most personable players in the Southeastern Conference.
And, Chris, I wanted to know from a schematic standpoint on our team, is there a scenario where both Brandon Walters and Carl Gamble could be in the game at the same time?
You know, we did it early. We did it early, and it's a good question, and it's something we tried early, and I think that we can. Old Dominion is a team that we can because they have true bigs. A lot of teams in our league, Chip, have those pick-and-pop 6'5", 6'6", guys that maybe Carl and Brandon would struggle a little bit with, but this is a game that we sure can because they'll play 2 6'10", 6'9", guys.
Speaking of combinations, you did me no favors on Saturday because for the first time all year, we had Sims, Simmons, and Simpson in the game all at the same time.
I didn't think about that. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Also, a couple of firsts. Ed Simpson got his first free throws, and Bob Verbal coached him up on the first one. You took over on the second one.
Yeah, that was a great job, Bob, on the first free throw. You know, it's funny today. We're watching tape, Bob, and in our locker room, and we're watching the game. And all of a sudden, Ed got fouled. And I said, Ed, you want me to fast forward this? I said, I'll do it only for you because I love you as a senior. Ed said, nah, coach, let's watch it. So we watched it. It missed about a foot short. But then he's on a streak of 3. So Bob took over after the air ball.
There you go. Also, Davion Thomas got his first free throw attempts of the year. And you certainly would welcome him to continue to develop and get more minutes.
We got to see it in practice. You know, I mean, Davion is a great talent. He can run, jump, shoot. You know, just the toughness and the mental part of everything. But he did. He came in and made 2 free throws. Donovan gave him a great assist. He dunked the ball. He shows everybody just how athletic he can be.
Philip Earls wants to know, with the success of your team on the court, votes in the coaches poll and good RPI in the 20s, do you think your players will become arrogant?
Well, I want them to play with an arrogance and edge. And it's a good question, Philip. But I think it's my job, obviously, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to get our team grounded down, you know, and to understand that the process is repeating itself every week. And so I hope we'll go through the process. But I do. I love the recognition. We're 4 votes in last week. We won 2 more games. We only had 2 votes in. So I don't know exactly how all that stuff works. But our team is going to continue to work. And we sure hope that our team will play with a great edge, but never be overconfident.
Yeah, T-Bone, you talked about Davion Thomas and wanting to see that. When Carl Gamble is right, he is another guy that just really adds to what you guys can do, and he was right the other night.
You know, Carl is such a talent, and he's been his third year here. You know, he's 6'10", he can shoot, he can run, he's got great hands, he's got a great left hand. And Carl has had some unbelievable moments. We all want Carl to be at a higher level than what he shows. I don't know if Carl thinks about basketball all the time. You know, it's just the most important thing on his plate besides school. So, you know, Carl, when he plays good, Chip, he really helps our team. And for our team to go in the conference race and the postseason play further, Carl Gamble is going to have to really play at a high level, but I thought Saturday night was a great start.
Yeah, and had someone ask on Facebook a moment ago about Giddey and asked about his minutes if he was fighting an injury, and part of what he was fighting the other day was two quick fouls.
He has two quick fouls, and you know, I've been on Giddey. Giddey's got to have a little more sense of urgency. Today he weighed 219. He's about 4 pounds over his playing weight, so that's something he's got to get better at. I told our team today, I said, you know, there's a lot of serious people in college athletics. There's a lot of competition. I told them, I said, there's a lot of competition at my spot around college basketball. And I said, I was always driven by fear of failure. I said, there's a lot of competition at everybody's spot there. There's a lot of really, really good teams and the sense of urgency that some players have. And I said, you know, sometimes, guys, if you'd walk in the shoes of certain players around college athletics, said, oh, my God, how in the world do they do that? Where they're up at 6:15, they're doing perfect in academics, and there's some guys that do that, and some guys do it for their whole career, even in the pros. So, you know, I just think that we love Giddey Potts, but Giddey's got to play better. He's got to be more determined, and I know he will down the stretch.
Yep, absolutely. We will take our final break of the night. Reminder: 5 random questions for Coach coming up. We'll also look ahead to the week ahead for the Blue Raiders after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Hey, sports fans, whether you're packing up for the tailgate, headed into the stadium, or yelling at the TV with your friends, Bud Light has got you covered. Because win or lose, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to pick up the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Bud Light, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're watching with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help block your hunger and give you energy. So pick up some bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a slam dunk.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. The Russell Barnett Automotive family has been a supporter of Blue Raider Athletics for over 35 years. Come see the Russell Barnett Advantage. With 5 locations in Tullahoma and Winchester, over 1,000 new and used vehicles, a first-class certified collision center, a full rental fleet, they have you covered. Check them out online at russellbarnett.com. Why buy anywhere else? The Russell Barnett Automotive family is a name you have trusted over 35 years. Russell Barnett Automotive, proud to be true blue.
News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into Sam's Sports Grill tonight. Don't forget, Sam's is the best place to watch the big game this Sunday as the Eagles take on the Patriots. Have to watch at home. Need some Sam's wings. They've got discounts on to-go orders of 50 or 100. Sam's Sports Grill has the best wings in Murfreesboro at the best price. And, Coach, we've got the prize to give away, so pick a winner right there. I've got it down to the semifinals. That will be Tour Boy has won the prize tonight from, he's got the outdoor Bluetooth speaker, so good for him.
I tell you one thing now, you're talking about a guy that can teach some good golf lessons, he'll get your golf game right. Ray yep. Pierce is the best.
Ray can put it out there on the pro shop and get have him, like kind of like Rodney Dangerfield did in Caddyshack.
There's only one golf game he can't fix is mine.
That's right, exactly.
That's hard.
All right, tonight we're going to play five random questions, and this is a Who You Got episode of five random questions. Comedy or horror?
Oh, comedy. Betty will not watch any horror in our room, I love comedy, and I've got some things that I kind of watch, so no question, comedy.
All right. Number two, hamburgers or hot dogs?
Well, we're kind of, because everybody's on a diet in our house because of Betty, so it's veggie burgers right here.
Oh, those are good.
We have maybe one hot dog the whole year, so there's no true hot dogs in our house.
All right. Well, while we're on food, sweet or salty?
Salty for me.
Yeah.
Salty peanuts and all the stuff, all the chips, and so I'm a snack guy.
Allie likes a combination because if I'm on the bus and have trail mix, she gets it.
That's exactly right.
Superman or Batman?
Oh, Superman. I was a black and white Superman guy growing up, and I watched all the Batman stuff, but the Superman, the black and white shows that came on, nearly every day, I loved it.
I already know the answer to this one, but Patriots or Eagles, who you got?
Oh, I got the GOAT, the greatest of all time. There's no doubt about who's going to win that one, I promise you.
Well, did you happen to see over your shoulder Belichick in a suit earlier?
I did not. No. He didn't have his hoodie on?
No, kind of a rare bird right there. So.
Phil could travel with us because he wears his hoodie.
Yep. All right, Thursday night, it's been set up. Middle's 8-2 in their last 10. Old Dominion 9-1 in their last 10. I mean, and this is what you want in conference races. Just a big game Thursday night, Middle and Old Dominion, at the beautiful Ted Constant Center in Norfolk.
It really is. It's as good a venue for college basketball throughout the country. It seats about 9,000, great skyboxes. The people love it. They come in there and they're festive and they get after it. And so I know that team has been looking for a really big game. We've had some great fortune against Old Dominion and a lot of really close games, Chip.
Yep.
And so I know I'm looking forward to it. I love trips like this. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for our team. I know we'll go very prepared, very loose, and expecting to play a really, really good Old Dominion team on Thursday.
These two teams, I mean, their Middle has been fortunate in conference championship a couple of years ago, won a big game up in Norfolk. But they are so much like us, it's not even funny.
They do. I mean, Jeff's team is very physical. Every year you ask our team, and I don't care if we've played Michigan State, Minnesota, UCLA, they will say that Old Dominion is the most physical team that we play all year, and I'm telling you, they're right there again.
Saturday night, real quick, it'll be at Charlotte. Blue Raider alum, Houston Fancher, guarding the sidelines over there.
He's interim coach, yep. And got a terrific player in John Davis, and very high-scoring team, so we'll have our hands full both nights.
Yep. Well, appreciate the time tonight. Another good crowd here this evening. Appreciate that on a cold night. And we'll be heading out on Wednesday and on the air on Thursday night. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Kermit Davis joining us with Kermit Davis Live tonight. Don't forget women's basketball at home against Louisiana Tech on Thursday. We'll be on the air beginning at 6:30 Central Time Thursday evening for Middle Tennessee and Old Dominion. For the head coach, this is Chip Walters saying thanks for being with us and good night from Sam's on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
On the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall, this has been Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? Also brought to you in part by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. And by Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.